You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Ryan Sprague of the Gun Lake Band of Potawatomi takes down a large cast iron pot for boiling maple syrup. He helped make about 17 gallons of it for next week's second annual Great Lakes Intertribal Food Summit. The summit is a chance to learn to grow and prepare Native American food, and get a few tastes too. Sprague says this is his first time making maple syrup.
I kind of want to get back to my roots and learn more about this stuff, which that's why I'm out here now, kind of. And just to learn the traditional ways, because I wasn't brought up that way, so.
The summit will bring in Native American chefs and instructors from all over North America. Kevin Finney is a consultant for the Gun Lake Tribe.
It's not like you can get on the internet and look up how to do these things or find them in a book someplace. That library of knowledge is carried by people, and so we have to bring those people together.
Finney says when Europeans colonized the United States, they forced Native American tribes to assimilate to their culture. That often meant eating European food and growing it in a European way. As a result, Finney says most of us have no idea what Native American food even means.
If you never experienced the cuisine of the place where you live, it would be like, what if you were in Germany and lived there your whole life and you'd never had German food, or you'd never heard the German language spoken?
Finney says that culture shift has also affected the health of many Native Americans. According to the Centers for Disease Control, they're twice as likely to get diabetes as Caucasians.
And the food really is the medicine. So being able to return to that is important in so many ways.
So what are Native foods? Finney says that all depends on the region and tribe, but here are some that would have been eaten by the Potawatomi back in the day.
Sunflowers and sunflower oil to many different varieties of corn and corn products, beans, different types of squashes, Jerusalem artichoke, which is related to a sunflower they grow wild here in the area.
Wild rice, fish.
Venison, muskrat, beaver.
And some things you've probably never heard of, like American groundnut, which tastes kind of like a potato, and maple vinegar, similar to apple cider vinegar.
And it's used to prepare meat for like soaking roast in it, or it's used on salads. It's used in lots of different ways.
At the event, Finney says you'll also see traditional methods of cooking those foods. For example, Daisy Costas from Mount Pleasant will be preparing Canada goose and beaver.
She'll take those animals and she'll gut them, and then she will sew the body cavity up, stuff it with berries and other things, usually sweet stuff and fruit, and then sew them up, and then she'll hang them over a fire, put skewers in them, and then have them spin all day to be able to cook them.
Though not many people know Native American food practices, Finney says there's a growing interest among young people to learn them. He says younger generations are becoming more environmentally conscious, and food is no exception. Finney says many of the chefs who were feeding people at the Standing Rock protests will be at the summit.
One of the presentations that will be happening, kind of a roundtable discussion at the event, is talking about really activism and how indigenous foods play a role with activism and sustainability.
The second annual Great Lakes Intertribal Food Summit will take place at the GJAC camp in Hopkins Wednesday through Sunday of next week. We'll have ticket prices and links to workshop info on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.